This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving off of Market Street Boulevard. Would like for you to come out and see us today. You can register to enter to win a pair of tickets for the home opener, Cowboys Saints, this weekend. Yeah, that's right. You can show up here today. Enter. Attempt to win. Maybe find out you won tonight and be at the game on Sunday. We've also got a couple of hats to give away, a mini helmet, a jersey, a shirt, and a pop figure, I do believe. So all kinds of fun giveaways in addition to the delicious food and great drink deals here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving.
Nice job, dude. You just wrapped all that up into a tiny little box.
Hell yeah.
I will see you on Monday.
Okay, well, actually, can we just do the segment now then?
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought you did such a good job that we were done.
No, we still have to do the show.
It's Friday. Kevin, I know that on Shout Out Friday, look, Mike's not here, so I'm not going to give you that hard of a time because we have to stay a little focused, all right? Uh-huh. And I know the Tolos, they'll text in all the fun, all right? Tolos out there. And Twitchers, you know, all y'all, just text in all the fun today. But Kevin, I wanted to add an element to Shout Out Friday today.
Okay.
And that is high school football shout outs.
Yeah.
Send in your shout outs
Hell
to your team
yeah.
tonight. Who's your team? Whose butt's your team going to kick tonight?
Because you know what I'd really like to see is like a bunch of people are like, hey, I need Jacksboro to get it done tonight. And then a whole bunch of people are like, hell no,
screwed.
We're playing
yeah.
Jacksboro tonight. I really want to see that kind of war breaking out.
Yeah.
By the way, I will dispute this prediction, but thank you from the 817. Your prediction yesterday that Rocker would be the 2025 Cy Young winner seems to have some legs. That is not what happened whatsoever.
You said he would be the day one opening day starter.
That did not happen either.
Get the 25
no.
Cy Young winner situation squared.
No.
It was the day one starter.
All right. Now I know better to ask this question. Guys, I'm not going to ask if you're ready. It just is time for NFL overreaction or reality. NFL overreaction or reality, the Cowboys will win at least four of their first five games.
Oh, man, that's interesting.
It is true that the schedule gets a little bit tougher after that, and you've already told me don't believe in Derek Carr, and Alec told me yesterday don't believe in the Saints. So I'm chalking this up to a victory. So my question is going to be, can they win? Will they win?
Okay.
At least four of their first five games.
I think so. And I think I had them at 4-4-1 to start the season. It was after that that I had them kind of having a tough stretch of their schedule. But, Kevin, I think they can do it. I think the Saints are a team that you're like, okay, they are middle of the pack, and you are supposed to be a good team.
Sure.
If they're a middle of the pack team and you are one of the tops, one of the close to being the elite teams, then you should win this game pretty handily. It shouldn't be like a 14-point win, but it should be, I'd give them 7.
You say you know. Could. I need you to say will.
Okay, right, sure. That's
they
where
they will win at least 4 or 5.
Yeah, I think they can.
No! There's a difference.
What do you mean?
Say will. That's the question.
I think they're capable of doing it, and therefore they will. Like, that's, I don't understand. Like, that, yeah, I think they're capable of doing it, and therefore they will, because I think they can take the Saints down. The Ravens is going to be a fun game. And by the way, I just did find out. I know we're giving away Saints, Cowboys Saints tickets. Miller Lite is doing that today. I'm told that next Tuesday, you're going to want to make sure you're listening, because is it not next Tuesday?
Is that the right date?
I don't
know,
man.
Are you sure it's not Wednesday?
Let me go look at the email real quick, Kevin. Tuesday on the Fan.
Okay.
It says on my email right here, but okay. I don't know how dates work. So, we got some tickets for Cowboys-Ravens, so that'll be next week, though. But, hey, man, look, is 9-18 Wednesday?
Yeah.
Then what our boss said Tuesday. So don't worry about it, man. It's all working
That's
out.
That's confusing.
Yes,
one of those
can.
Days.
Yes, they can
Tuesday
win.
Tuesday or Wednesday.
They can win 4 out of their 5 to open the season, Kevin.
All right. Alec, will the Dallas Cowboys win 4 of their first 5 games?
I think they can win 4.
See, he thinks they can too, and that's a good thing. I'm interested to know if the Tolos think they can win 4 out of their first 5.
I think, therefore, I believe.
There you go, man. Yeah.
All right.
I believe they can.
We are at 1200 Marketplace Boulevard today, and the high school football shout-outs
nice.
Are always already rolling in. From the 469, let's go Red Oak beat Cedar Hill. And then, no, from the 817, I thought Kevin said Rocker would strike out all the batters. No, that did not happen. That definitely
they
did not happen.
I got close to it, though.
From the 940, shout-out to the Paradise football team. That is where all of my in-laws live. So, Paradise Panthers, let's go!
Yeah, man. Somebody said they can pretend to be Mike. And they said, quote, what were we talking about?
My wings are here. I'm going to take these next 2 segments off.
It's not always that way, but sometimes. Rock Hill Blue Hawks over Allen Eagles. And shout-out to Rock Hill Rockette McKenzie. So, good luck to her.
That sounds like a tough game, for sure. From the 903, shout out to the Aubrey Chaparrals tonight against the Brock Eagles.
And somebody did say, do we play the Panthers or Giants after the Saints? Yes, the Giants are on the schedule after the Saints. So it's
That's 3.
Saints, Ravens, Cowboys, Steelers. And I think against the Steelers, I really do believe that that team isn't good enough offensively to keep up with the Cowboys. And so I really do believe that team, that's going to be a win now, considering their defense is really good. But the Cowboys their offense can be substantial enough to defeat the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I just want to point out the fan textures are on one today.
Hey, they're filling in for Mike.
Back-to-back from the 940, they will win 4 out of 5. And
for
the 817, I think we have good odds to win 4 of 5.
I think the odds are in their favor, actually. And, you know, this morning with Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton, or Sean and RJ and Bobby and Chris Strong, they had Mike McCarthy on, and they were talking about how good they are against opponents that they're supposed to beat. And the Cowboys are really good against the opponents that they're favored are in Vegas.
And then, do you guys want to get serious real quick? This is an amazing shout-out. From the 903, thank you to K&C and Mike, even though he's not here right now, for all of the laughs and fun. I'm in recovery. 3 months clean after the passing of my mother. I turned to drugs for relief a while back, but found out it'd just be a placeholder, and I've come out a better person. Thank you for making life fun during the entire work week. You guys are incredible. That is an incredible achievement by you, first of all. Like, to be able to start to turn your life around like that, knowing every day is going to be a challenge, but every day is a new opportunity to get even better. That's awesome. 3 months in. That is a lengthy period of time. And thank you for the awesome shout out. That is very, very nice.
I do have a question. How's your body feeling? Just text it to and back to me. I want to know. Okay. I want to know that feeling, because I feel like there's a lot of energy that comes from that. Shout out to the Joshua Owls, Kevin.
Okay.
That's a team that you can shout out there as well. And let's go Brewer Bears. Let's try to score at least once against the league. Okay, guys, come
from
on.
Hey, you can have a reasonable shout-out, too. From the 602, can you give tickets to people out of town? Sure, as long as you drive to the town of Irving and register to win.
Yes.
You don't have to still be here when we do the giveaway, but you have to be here to register to win. And then from the 806, this is a very loyal texter. Can I get a shout-out? I got the promotion I've been waiting for, and moving on up with my company. Now, I've got more NFL overreaction or reality. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
That was a mistake by
Alec.
Me.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. Lamar Jackson, overreaction or reality, is already the greatest rushing QB of all time. Now, he doesn't have the record yet for most yards.
Is that Vic?
That is Vic. He's 730 yards behind. It feels inevitable that he'll get it. But I'm going to say, the hell with the stats. You saw the players. Overreaction or reality, Lamar Jackson is the greatest rushing quarterback of all time.
Davante Adams is one of the best receivers of this time,
true,
right?
True.
The other day I saw that Davante Adams said that he watches Lamar Jackson to learn how to run with the ball.
Yeah.
And so when
didn't he just call him the best ball carrier?
The best ball carrier in the league. And I don't think he's wrong, man. The dude's elusive. He's fast whenever he needs to be. And the only thing about him as a quarterback is there's other things that you need from him. There's other elements to the game, and I know that's an emergency thing. He can break glass and go with it, but that's the thing that holds him back. But, yeah, I'll definitely say he is the best ball carrier in the game and the best running quarterback I've ever seen.
Okay.
And Vic was amazing.
Yeah,
and Randall
absolutely.
Cunningham was terrifying, right?
Alec?
I'm going to say that's reality. And for everything that Corey said, I really thought that Davante Adams' statement was intriguing. And at first, it was kind of shocking. But then when
yes.
you sit and think about it, you're like, there's not many arguments against it. So I think you could go to that Davante Adams level of commitment to say best ball carrier of all time. But, yeah, he's definitely the best running quarterback that we've seen. And, you know, he just adds a different element to the game that you have to respect at all times. And he's just different, man. He's just different.
I would like to throw.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move, you don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
HN in that ring right now as a ball carrier, though. That
he help give you a big lead,
yes,
in fantasy?
Yes, but it's the burst whenever the hole's there, his ability to go. But man, I think when Lamar Jackson is surrounded, that's whenever you're like, okay, how's he going to get out of it? And he does some magic trick and does it.
Okay, let me do one more quick one, and I know we got to go. Overreaction or reality? Sam Darnold and the Vikings are going to be better than everyone expected this season.
Overreaction.
That was such a fast answer. Hater.
And I'll just leave it at
that. Alec, Corey did not feel the need to expand on his answer because he thinks it's obviously an overreaction. What say you?
Overreaction.
Oh,
there we go. I like it.
All right. That's
Wollen, where are you at on that?
No, that's probably fair. Okay. From the 940, Decatur needs to stop the fight in Jason Witten's tonight. Man, a lot of high school football love going on. Continue to send those texts in. Frankel and Frankel, text line 877-881-1053. Also want to hear from you on YouTube, on Twitch. We'll continue Shout Out Friday. But coming up next, let's talk Rangers. A much anticipated debut, a major surgery. And how are we feeling about DeGrom tonight? All of it next, live from Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving on 105.3 The Fan.
He's ready at 1-2, and here it comes. Rosarena strikes out swinging. Got him on a slider, which was pretty much in the middle of the zone at 85 miles an hour. So we have seen Rocker's ability to add and subtract velocity on his slider, and he has back-to-back strikeouts here.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving. And I know football's happening. We're going to talk to Jerry Jones in about 15 minutes. But the Rangers get a come-from-behind victory last night, which is great. I get the sense that more people cared about the beginning of the game than the end of the game. As Kuar Rocker, 4 innings, 7 strikeouts. And it felt very encouraging. Just if you glance at social media, in addition to watching the game, it felt very encouraging.
I will say, yeah, watching was the most encouraging part. He looks the part of a starter. He looks the part. Like, this is the first time I've ever seen one of those guys walk out there. I think the last time I saw something that I felt this confident about was Matt Harrison.
Okay.
You remember the outing he had, and then Nolan's out there clapping for him and everything, and like there's that moment. This is the first time I've felt this way about a starter since that was coming up.
Wow.
from the system. Because even Jack Leiter, you were excited,
sure,
but it just didn't look polished.
Yeah.
And you know, and I can't say Cody Bradford looked polished when he came up. Last night, Rocker looked like he was ready to contend with Paul Skeens on some things when it comes to strikeouts.
Okay, and I know Boach didn't say this directly, and I apologize if it seems like I'm putting words in his mouth. It just felt like the way he described it when we were like, hey, does the end of the season need to be good for him to like really have that rotation spot? And he was like, yeah, he's looked really good. And like just the way he described it made it feel like he's like, hey, I can't say this yet, but he's in, dude.
Yeah.
You know he's in. I know he's in. And so yesterday was a great example of that. I was hoping we could get to see him pitch that fifth inning. But I understand Boach also told us, like, hey.
Pitches.
Exactly. And so he was at 74, so I understand why they didn't go ahead and roll him out for the fifth inning. But I thought it was an incredibly strong start to the season.
You did this morning.
Big season.
And you did this morning. You're very critical of the amount of pitches that he threw. And you said 74 in 4 innings. And I was like, man, it didn't feel like 74 pitches, it didn't feel that many because the innings didn't drag on, and it felt like he was getting out of innings pretty quickly.
Yeah,
and he could do it on his own, and that was a positive thing.
And I know no one's going to be Nolan, but that was one of the things with Nolan is you got a high volume of strikeouts, but at times you can get a high volume of walks. I'm not going to say two walks is a high volume, but two walks in four innings. You're just going to need to refine that as you go along. But a lot to like. I think I was just disappointed from a selfish perspective is Boach said maybe he can go five, and I was like, he's pitching well, I want to see five. But then when I saw that pitch count, I was like, I got it, I understand why they can't do that. Now, to go along with that, are you more intrigued next by the big league re-debut for this season of DeGrom tonight or the Seager surgery, which, you know, we tried to set folks up for that a couple of weeks ago without directly saying. Boach couldn't directly say what it was, but he's going to get surgery for another sports hernia. It should be fine in terms of being ready for next season, but obviously we already knew he wasn't going to play this year, play again this year.
Okay, I'll rank this for you real quick, Kevin. I'm most excited for the fact that this show was the first show to tell you about Rocker when he was in college.
True. Still. Actually, I want to give credit to you. You are the person who told me about Kamar Rocker. Like, you go, hey, there's a kid at Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
And I was like, it was at a time, too, when he wasn't even draft eligible that year. It was like a year or two before that. And he goes, I'm telling you, this kid is going to be something. And I was like, yeah, okay, I'll get right around to breaking down Vanderbilt film in 2 years.
And then, as Jared said this morning, from there on, everybody tried to find reasons for him not to be the number one overall pick. You were just like, okay, we got to pick at him. You saw why he's that good last night. Number two, I will say, is DeGrom, because he will be playing. Look, man, I told you last year, with Max Scherzer, I spent so much time throughout his career not watching his games, just knowing he was a great pitcher, and I didn't get to see enough of him. With DeGrom, I want to see every pitch of his career as a Ranger. I want to, like, this is one the dude that, like, when he's healthy, the best pitcher. There, bar none. He is the best. You see it whenever you see his stuff. And so I want to watch that kind of greatness because I don't know how much longer I'll have it, for one. And then with
that's true. And then with
Corey Seager at three, man, that's frustrating and it hurts. And we know he was dealing with that after the World Series last year. It could have been during the World Series, I believe, in the playoffs is when that first one happened. And then we knew he had to have the surgery in the offseason. He was trying to battle through it a little bit.
Hopefully you don't go through that for 25.
What did he want this year? He wanted to come back as soon as possible to help defend the title.
Yeah.
And he didn't need to do that. Maybe he rushed it, and maybe his body got a little hurt because of it.
But we appreciate why he did
absolutely,
it, right? Like,
man,
I'm going to be there opening day for the defending champs. I absolutely appreciate that. By the way, a lot of great shout-outs and still high school football references going on. Let's go North Crowley tonight. They already beat Lancaster and DeSoto. We've got Denton Geyer tonight. And then a lot of people who are maybe more reasonable. From the 817, shout out to Burleson. Did you already say Arlington Seguin? Held Arlington Seguin under 50 points for the first time. Don't worry about who won. Fair. That is very fair. And then from the 972, shout out to my Uncle Lee, who is coaching the Allen Eagles to an undefeated season. Oh. And then from the 210, I did not know it would get this heated this quickly. Brock is going to put it on those Aubrey punks.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, dude, you should know that. We covered high school sports around here for a long time.
And there was a time in my life, like when I was in high school, that I felt that same way. But when we covered it for the paper, especially the crossovers in Plano and then the Plano Allen and then the crossover with the Flower Mound with Marcus and with Louisville, you would get that kind of like really intense like caring or hatred at times on a weekly basis.
Oh, I'm seeing it now with my son. My oldest, he's at Plano, and whenever West or East comes up, man, he's saying words that I'm like, you're not allowed to say those words in this house.
Yes, yes. I get you on that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Irving. And coming up next, we will talk with Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones, plus Thursday Night Football, plus get more of your shout-outs in. Woo! Next on The Fan. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, guys. Kevin, Corey, and boy, it's great to be on. It's really I didn't know how we'd be feeling when we got into this second game. I had hoped we'd be feeling good and positive about our team, and I certainly feel that way. So it's real good to be talking to you.
Well, you know us media folks, we like to project. I started the show today by saying you guys will win at least four of your first five. So I've skipped way ahead, and I'm going to need you to slow me down. What kind of challenges do the Saints provide? Because I think there are people out there who don't particularly believe in their quarterback, and the fact that they beat up on the Panthers don't see them as a real threat coming to town.
Well, they run the ball exceptionally well for a pro team. They're really grounded. That's a, I guess, a little fun, but they're really grounded in the run game. And that's really something that's got Zimmer and got our defense really preparing for. But they've got that a guy that is what I call a Swiss knife. He does everything for them and is a really good football player. But listen, the run game, when you really get it executed and you really put the emphasis on it, and I can't tell you the number of coaches that I've had over the years have said, we have got to not just say we're going to do the run game. We've got to get committed to the run game. And I'm thinking when they're opening, now tell me what the difference is. You're saying you're committed, but you really got to be committed. Well, there is a big difference. And it's a lot easier said than done to go out there. They're committed to the run game. We'll have a real test, but I really like the makeup of what our defense is right now. We've got some big boys in the middle. And got some good linebackers that'll really go the ball. And frankly, our secondary will come to the ball hard, too. And I like the way we match up for run game.
Well, and Jerry, I'm glad you were talking about the running game there, because the league does, over years, has interesting patterns. And right now you're seeing, last night you saw it, explosive running games that can really alter a defense's game plans. Do you feel like the production from the way offensive coordinators are using running backs right now is kind of helping and changing and evolving defenses at the moment?
Yeah. You know, let's take Zeke. Zeke had an outstanding grade, one of the highest grade players on our team last week. And principally, it was his protections. And so I'm moving away from the specific run game, but obviously we're counting on Zeke to really provide some physicalness in our run game. But, boy, look what he does for the passing game. Well, if you just simply went out there and all you did was have the run game, then you could go a little light on needing that protection in there. But that's not the case here for us. They put an emphasis on the run game. And so they'll take a little off their fastball probably with their throwing and emphasize that run game. Well, I'm going to come get you. I'll never forget, I went to my very first competition committee meeting many years ago, and there was Don Shula, the head of the competition committee, and there was Flores, the great coach up at that had been at the Raiders and just a great player himself. And you had Marty Schottenheimer sitting there. And they said, you know that most of us, the league, read all of your plays. You'd give them away on the sidelines. We knew when you were going to throw it. We knew almost which direction you were going to go with it. And we knew generally, because you had played other games, how you were going to run the ball. We haven't stopped you yet. Hmm. We can't stop that combination of Aikman and Emmett. And then the minute we line up to stop Emmett, we can't hold Aikman back with his accuracy. So much for that. My point is that we know these guys are coming at you. Can you do that? Can you tell it like that, telegraph it like that before a ball game? Yes, you can. And if you're effective in running, you can make it go. That'll be our challenge.
In addition to the rookies on the offensive line, I know there was a lot of anticipation to see how Terrence Steele would play. It feels like he played very well. And y'all also have restructured his contract, which creates a good amount of salary cap room. I know you can carry it over, and that's probably why. But does having that extra salary cap room also mean, hey, if an opportunity came along at the trade deadline, we would have the capital to pounce?
No. The space that is made available by reworking the contracts. That's a given. And it basically is in the agreements that the player will agree to basically rework, which is basically take this year's salary, make it a bonus, and then you can spread it out over the remaining years on his contract, as opposed to counting it all in this year. Now, my point is, that's figured in on our cap room and our availability. There are no bonuses here.
Yeah.
We know 2 or 3 years from now, we're planning on several players that have contracts that go into those years. We're planning on them taking a bonus and extending their contract out. So there's no bonuses here. It doesn't create any extra room than anything we had anticipated. What is the fact is that the clubs do that. By the way, I'm proud to tell you today, factually, we spent the most cash of any club in the National Football League this year on players. We're the number one cash spender on players. And so the reason I'm saying it in that manner is because of there was a critique going on a few weeks back that we weren't spending money on players, which is musing and ridiculous. But I really don't know that we have a good grasp of what the cap does. But there's no free lunch, none at all. And Santa Claus does not put the tricycle on the Christmas tree here. He does not. And so you've got to know that when you do these contracts that you're going to spread them out, you're going to have room to adjust them each year so that you can create more room. And that's planned just as if it were stacked up over there in the bank someplace waiting on you to spend it.
Now, you said it was amusing and ridiculous, obviously, that people had brought up maybe the Cowboys weren't using as much cash, but you also just told us that now y'all have spent the most money. So it does kind of feel like you cared that people were putting that out into the world. Did that bother you when you saw people putting those articles out?
No, it did not, although you say, well, it must have been. You're sitting here talking about it, and you brought it up yourself. What it does is allow me to specifically point out that every club does this. And that's a part of the cap. We could have an all-cash cap, but we decided years ago to create the ability to take some salary, make it a bonus, and spread that salary out over a lot of years. That's the ultimate maneuver that everyone uses. And so that's what catches up with you. And but it really does not catch up with you. It's just money that you spent that you got to account for this year that you spent in years past to have a better team. And we've been, other than Kansas City, we've been the winningest team, I think, over the last 4 years in the NFL. And we've done that spending money on the supporting cast that we've got around our key players. Obviously, we want to keep doing that. And but everybody has to make that adjustment. What you have to do, you really do, if you're going to have 3 or 4 outstanding, top, high-paid players, you've got to have some good young players that are in the first years of their agreement. And those guys have got to come in, and they can't be sitting on the sideline. They've got to be playing.
Jerry, all the best teams in sports, heck, I think all the best businesses seem to do the same thing. They bury their opponent when they're down. And Zach Martin said the team needs to jump on the kill shot when it's there. And Dak even said there was a lot of meat left on the bone. In your time, what traits or mentality do the teams that do that share?
Well, first of all, I'd like to be able to say that you can build that in the ethos of the club. In other words, go out there and let's get them down for about 3 touchdowns in the first 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We seem to play a lot better when we have a lead.
Yeah.
By the way, that's nothing new. I would say, I dare say all teams play better, especially as you get into situations where the time on the clock's running on down and you're able to control the ball by running plays. I was reading what Bill Belichick said about us and talk about how we were able to run the ball and were able to keep it and use up clock. That's all key. What we've got to improve on is how do we, when those games are not going in our favor early, how do we get out there and get hit in the nose and then turn around and get down a couple of touchdowns, which should not be substantive in the NFL. That's certainly two scores you ought to, if you have the type of team you want to have, you ought to be able to get that back. My point is that playing from behind or playing without the advantage of a big lead, that's a different ball game, and you've got to play it differently.
Yeah, and I'm glad you kind of mentioned that too, Jerry. In your time, you've also had a lot of different voices that you value their opinion. And you just mentioned Belichick's what he was saying about you guys. Do you have a lot of respect for his opinion?
Of course we do. It'd be very much. And let me be clear. The beautiful thing about our game is that there's about 100 ways to do everything about the game. There's nothing that's righter than other ways. Now, if you match it up with your personnel, if you match that up, coaches will always say, well, the main thing I do in coaching is I maximize my personnel. Wait a minute. That means that if you're principally a pocket passing coach, coordinator, that you, if your quarterback runs around and has got good escape, good legs, that you don't change your offense out. Well, I don't want to know. I don't go that far. Well, some go that far. And therein lies the matchups. And so my point about all of this is that the right thing to do is to take the players that you've got on the field and match up what you're trying to get them to do, the way you're trying to move the ball, the way you're trying to stop them. There's a lot of different ways to make that happen. They're very difficult, though. There's always great players that have something else to say about it when you put your game plan out there.
Talk with Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, the other day, John Bon Jovi was on a podcast with Julian Edelman, and he said that Bill Parcells connected you two years and years ago when he was investing in the Arena Football League, and he said that you put your salesmanship hat on and try to convince him to buy a little part in the Cowboys. Is he just having some fun, or did you want to bring Bon Jovi on as like a minority owner?
John's a wonderful friend, really a wonderful friend, and I admire him in many, many ways. I can't tell you, he's obviously a great entertainer, but he's taken that skill, and he's also done wonderful things with it as far as building his business, building what he's about. And one of the things we have in common is his interest and how much he loves the idea of the NFL. John was very involved in trying to buy the Buffalo Bills. And, of course, at that time, I certainly was in his corner as far as putting together the people, putting together the financing in any way, not as a partnership, but in any way there. I've always thought John was so hands-on that I knew that if he got involved, that he was really going to be involved. And but thank goodness he doesn't have to have ownership. I love to have him at any ball games. To have him be interested in what we're doing. But he's a great friend, and he was a big part. My daughter Charlotte got married this spring, and he was such an important part of her wedding, and Charlotte and her family went to John's son's wedding, and so they're good friends.
Oh, very neat. Now, I know you guys all work together as owners. Do you consider Robert Kraft to be a friend?
Oh, I do. Yes, I do, very much. And I think that over the years, and it's probably been more years than I can even count, but over the years, it's been fun working with him. And I remember when he first came into the league, and he basically was just like I was when I first came into the league. And I'm so impressed with the job that he's done at New England on and off the field. So, yeah, I'm a real friend of his.
And I thought so, which was, I was a little surprised. I don't know if you read the article from Don Van Natta Jr., who loves to write about you and the Cowboys, that Robert Kraft had told friends that he was, quote, angered and confused by you getting into the Hall of Fame when the team hadn't been to an NFC title game in a couple of decades. Have you read that article, and do you have any thoughts on that statement?
Yeah, I have read the article, but many years ago, I quit reading with credibility or trying to take a statement out of context and basically have it apply to what my relationship is with those individuals. You can't do that. And basically, it's one of the issues we appreciate, the interest that we have from our fans through our media. And I will tell you right now, no one has benefited any more from the media than the Cowboys and that I have. And so I'm really not going to criticize the media at all, but I'm not going to let someone else, after years and years of a relationship with somebody, I'm not going to let someone else in any way have their couching or their interpretation of how that person feels about me or about the team or about anything else. I'm going to just rely on the years and years of times that we've been together, and yes, he's a friend.
I gotcha. That makes sense to me. I appreciate the time. We appreciate the time very much, and let's take care of the Saints and keep this team rolling.
Boy, let's get them. This is exciting, but they'll be coming in here rolling. And I know we've got so many mixed feelings over in the northern Louisiana area, the East Texas area, and this is a real fun rival for us.
Thank you very much, good sir.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Jones right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, I was really fascinated by actually several of his answers. But the last one, I've heard people say before, like, it's hard for me to interpret living in that level of the public sphere where, like, every single thing you do gets broken down. And I get what he's saying. He's like, no, that's fine. I know him in real life, and that's,
you know,
a fascinating answer to me.
One of the other things that he's often said too is, "Don't let your money get mad. Don't let your emotions take over in business." And they are business partners first.
They are.
They could be friends after that, but business partners first. And the way the league is doing, and how successful it is at the moment, and how successful both franchises are financially, at least, and you know, winning at least 12 games the last 3 years, then
yes.
I think that's the bigger factor between the two first.
All right, I would like to transition, if we can, to a little Thursday night football. Alec, if you could give me cut number 6, because this was a big matchup, but it ended up with all kinds of noteworthy stuff coming out of that game.
Tua, pressured, look out, forced to throw it, and it's going to be picked off along the sideline. Ingram, untouched. So Tua, under pressure, trying to throw it away, not far enough. And another run back for a score.
Now, that ended up being the last score of the game, I do believe, 31-10. So for the Bills, that gives them another win. Josh Allen improves to 7-0 on Thursday night. And this continues just the Bills' absolute domination of Miami. They've won 5 straight against Miami, 12 of their last 13 against the Dolphins, including in the playoffs. And it's just been a stats bonanza for the Buffalo Bills throughout all of these. Actually, I believe yesterday was the first time that Josh Allen had not scored 2 touchdowns against the Dolphins in at least 13 games. So that's part of it. But don't you feel like that all fell by the wayside late in the game when Tua had his collision, he has his concussion? It seems like that took over any other relevant things that happened in the game.
Yeah, I guess that did definitely take over the idea of what that game ultimately was going to be, but man, they dominated them so early in that game, and it was turned over, and man, Tua turning the ball over the way he was early in that game, I think kind of forced, look, man, I'm not going to say that it led to the decisions of, I have to do something special.
Yeah.
And then he takes off and runs and doesn't slide. And I'm sorry, man, but you have that rule in your pocket. You know you can use it. Use it that right way. Slide as soon as you get that first down. But, Kevin, we often talked about Romo in this way where he felt every play he had to be the hero on something,
sure,
because he felt like he didn't live up to some standard. And I think Tua was looking at it going, I have to do something special because I have to be the guy to do this because I've already turned the ball over a couple times and we're behind and I have to go out here and win this game for my team. Man, that being said, though, early in that game, and it was over, kind of like last week with the Cowboys,
yeah,
it was over early because the Buffalo Bills came out and played dominant defense.
They did.
And the Miami Dolphins defense didn't have a clue what they were doing whenever James Cook got the ball. And James Cook says, see you later. And so, like, that was one of those games where the Dolphins looked sloppy and out of order and Buffalo looked focused and ready to go.
I hope this makes sense because it is still an NFL player and an NFL hit. And I'm sure that is devastating almost every single time. But that hit in particular for Tua straight away didn't look like more devastating than the next. I know. Obviously, with the way his body reacted, that, oh crap, this is troublesome. And you saw both Bills and Dolphins players waving to the sideline, and at least a couple of Dolphins players eventually, like, really getting into the sideline to be like, let's go. Like, he's seriously hurt. It's just a reminder, I guess, sometimes that, like, you never know what the hit's going to be. Because, like, if I just would have watched that, if I wouldn't have known the outcome, I would have been like, okay, I probably would have slid, but he's trying to get the extra yard. And that would have been the end of my thought. But unfortunately, left him with another concussion. I know people are calling for him to retire. I'll just say personally, I don't think that's going to happen, despite people having the opinions that he should.
A couple thoughts on that, Kevin, is, you know, somebody mentioned earlier in the day, they were like, well, didn't Troy Aikman retire because of concussions? And maybe that was the final straw for Troy, but he was also at the end of his career. He had fulfilled his duty as a quarterback there.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.